I've got to congratulate you on the new baby. Nice timing. How are things?
Things are good. I don't sleep ever, but things are great. Things are wonderful in our house.
Well, when was the baby born?
About almost 2 months ago.
And the name?
Wilder Francis Faison.
Oh, that's a very regal sounding name.
Kind of cool, right?
I like it very much.
We had no clue, but Wilder, I guess, means wild animal, and Francis means free. So we named our daughter Wild and Free by accident.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Does it portend the future?
I don't mind. I don't mind a wild and free kid.
Hey, that's okay. Speaking of wild and free, you've been a busy guy between TV and the new gig with Crashing Grills. You're working hard.
Yeah, I teamed up with the National Pork Board to bring flavor back to these grills. There are a lot of people out there who don't know how much flavor you can find in pork. And so I'm here to tell them this is what's up.
Well, I guess when you think of grilling, and especially with Father's Day this Sunday, you think of maybe steaks and hamburgers. Do you think a lot of people don't think of pork as something great to grill with?
I don't think people understand how much flavor you can get out of pork. You can get, or you can put into pork, I should say. You literally can put any rub, you can mix and match flavors, and pork seems to absorb it so well. You know, I got to be honest with you, I start the day with pork, practically every morning.
Really?
It's called bacon. Yeah, it's a little thing called bacon. I like to cook bacon too, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Bacon grease, it's old-fashioned, but you cook with bacon grease, it tastes real good. I guarantee you, you're gonna finish whatever it is that you cooked with that bacon.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. My mom, my grandmother always had that little container. It was usually a Pyrex container of bacon grease ready to go at a moment's notice.
Ready to go at a moment's notice. And it seems like people have forgotten about all of that. You know what I mean? It seems like, you know, if you look around America, there are places where, you know, the National Pork Board did a study where people aren't really talking about flavor. They did it through social comment and stuff. And there are states that have no clue that aren't talking about how delicious pork can be when flavor is added. Pork's delicious, period, but when flavor is added, it makes it even better. And people aren't talking about it.
Well, let's talk about how we can make it better.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, what's your favorite way to grill pork?
My favorite way to grill pork is I have a barbecue spare rib that I do where I put pecan rub on it and I put it on the grill, and then I have a bunch of other recipes. There are a bunch of recipes that you can find if you were to go to www.porkbeinspired.com/grillcrashers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find recipes. You'll find a cute video with me hanging out on the beach talking to people. And we have this thing that we're doing called Grill Feast, and that's where you take a picture of yourself and your favorite cut of pork, and you post it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we ask you that you put #grillpork with that post.
That's an easy way to do it. Well, if Dr. Don or Christopher Turk suddenly walks up to you on the beach and they know you from Scrubs, did it throw them off just a little bit?
Well, if they know me from Scrubs and I come up to them on the beach, does it throw them off? It's usually, if I've run into anybody and they've watched Scrubs, they get thrown for a loop.
So what else is going on with your movie and TV career these days?
The X's comes back in July.
Mm-hmm.
On TV Land, and then I start a movie. I'm starting a movie today, actually. I signed on to do it yesterday, and I'm excited about that. That's a lot of fun. It's always fun to be working. But, you know, for the past 2 months, I've done nothing but, you know, not sleep.
Ooh, babies tend to do that, don't they?
They do, but it's cool, you know.
So what's been the best thing and the hardest thing about being a dad?
The best thing and the hardest thing about being a dad. One, you love them so much, and you can't get enough of them. That's the best thing and the hardest thing. You know, it's all in one. you love them so much, and that's great to feel that type of love and have that love, you know, shared with you. And the hard part about it is that, you know they're going to get older and they'll become adults and forget about you.
Oh, wow, you've got a bright and shining future plan, don't you?
think about it. Great thing I have my wife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When the kids go, he's still going to be there. Thank you.
So you'll be doing a lot of backyard barbecues and picnics and teaching your daughter how to grill?
Yeah, I'll be teaching I'll teach anybody how to grill. It was something that didn't come natural for me. I had to work at it, you know what I mean? I remember I once asked Bobby Filet, how do you grill? And that was my sincere question. And he looked at me, he was like, are you serious? And I was like, no, seriously, how do you grill? Because it didn't come naturally for me. I grew up in New York City, and you don't grill in apartment buildings. It's illegal.
Yeah, they kind of frown on that. But if you're going to ask someone how to grill, Bobby Flay is a great place to start.
Yeah, Bobby Flay is a great place to start. He looked at me like I was crazy, though. Well, he didn't give me any tips, so...
Aww.
Obviously, shame on you.
Jeez, no kidding. Well, who's giving you the best grilling tips? Obviously, when you go to porkbeinspired.com, that's a great place for anybody to start.
You can find some great grilling tips at porkbeinspired.com/grillcrashes. Use a thermometer to gauge whether your meat is done or not. You know, at 145, at 145 degrees, you have a medium rare pork chop. At 160 degrees, you have a medium pork chop. And if you let it sit for 3 minutes, the flavors just seem to cook inside that bad boy. And when you slice into it, it's just like a mouth-watering adventure.
Oh, that sounds so good. So what are you going to do for Father's Day?
I'm going to grill out, of course. That's what I'm doing for Father's Day. Hopefully my kids will celebrate and will want to celebrate their dad. But other than that, we're going to grill out. We're going to sit by the pool. We're going to, you know, eat some great side dishes. I'm going to cook some ribs.
Mm.
You know, it's what I always do. And we're going to enjoy each other's company.
That sounds like the way to spend a Sunday.
I'm going to be honest. Can I tell you honestly?
Tell me something honestly.
I'll play golf, but I don't think my wife is going to allow that day. So.
Oh, but it's Father's Day. It's your day.
It is my day, but my day needs to be spent with the kids.
Well, that's teach your kids to golf.
They're a little too young right now.
There's always putt-putt. Oh, man. Donald, thank you so much for your time this morning. Congratulations on being a new dad. And remember, porkbeinspired.com. Get some more grilling tips and watch Donald Faison crash the grills this summer.